This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on there. Pretty incredible what's going on with New California anyway. So visit that website. A lot of things ready to go here on Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, visit our website, a21r.com. You can also do the call-in line, 215-867-8255. That'll be opening up a little bit later. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so a lot of things going on. I mean, it's a never-ending story. First of all, we've got the Greens back out. You know, it's interesting. During the State of the Union, the president never mentioned climate change or global warming. And that's really a pretty good idea, I think. I think that's a really good idea. However, the siren, if you will, of the left, Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria, you know, AOC, as they refer to her, comes out with the being green business. You know, in other words, it's a complete, from top to bottom, expose of Agenda 21, United Nations Agenda 21. A complete control over your life is what the green movement is all about. And she's all in, and she wants you to be all in. In fact, she introduced a resolution. Well, the resolution means nothing. As far as they're concerned out there in Washington land, and it's interesting that she's pushing for this, because obviously the president is not pushing for it. So she is taking it upon herself to do that. It's amazing how much excitement this woman is being shown, right? 28-year-old. Right. Well, you know, I think it's the best thing in the world that could happen for the Republican Party to have her out here doing this. She's a screamer. She's a screamer, and people are listening to her. So anyway, all the Dems are all in on this global warming, climate change business. And as I say, as so many times I've said this before, that if you want to understand climate change, you have to understand sunspots. We're going to be talking about sunspots. Chris Street has written an article for American Thinker, and we are going to explore sunspots again. I did a little bit yesterday, and I'm just going to give you the whole story today, because it is this issue alone that they are trying to revive and resuscitate, and the president, during his speech, gave it no wind, no air, no oxygen in the room at all. And that's just, they can't believe it. They just can't believe that he didn't say anything about climate change. Well, today, Donald Trump is your president, and tomorrow, when you wake up, Donald Trump will still continue to be your president. And that is a fact. Anyway, just a lot of things going on. Just a lot of things going on. And I find it very, very interesting that, she's getting so much play. But this is the way it's supposed to be. And the Dems are outing themselves. I mean, people can see the crazies, the loons. I mean, look at the pastiche we have in front of us of all these, the cast of characters for the Democratic Party. Take a look at it. Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump's up there telling everybody, we're not going to have socialism in this country, and Bernie Sanders is sneering and snarling at him. Everybody's going crazy because we are not going to let that happen, even though in California we have it going on right now. It's complete socialism. It's here. And they're proud. They are so proud of themselves. It's so socialistic. You don't have to do anything with the people. Not one thing. So anyway, we've got that going on. Now we find out that John Roberts joins liberal justices as Supreme Court blocks Louisiana abortion law. Ah. So there you go. John Roberts. We always knew he was a closet case liberal. And that's true. You know, he's the one who made the big decision for Obamacare. It was a tax and didn't throw it out. He should have done that, but he did not. He did not. So anyway, that's what we've got going on with that. The president yesterday knocked it out of the park. We covered it. We gave you the entire speech yesterday from the prayer meeting in Washington, D.C., and the president's comments. We thought that they were very, very relevant, especially coming off the heels of what I thought to be just an hit it out of the ballpark. And everybody is still feeling the vibes from it, if you know what I mean. Hit it out of the ballpark. State of the Union address. It was really good. I mean, it's just really good listening to that. And then, of course, watching all the shenanigans. Everybody, it's just something that in your mind you just can't get rid of. The pictures of the Democrats, you know, being all dressed in white for the women, which was kind of interesting. But, you know, they even did some standing ovations on comments that he made. Which was, I thought, a little interesting. I didn't think that was going to happen, but it happened. Of course, they had to, when they mentioned the women's thing and all that stuff, that was something that they couldn't resist. Anytime you mention women, of course. And evil white men, that's the mentality. The goal of the left right now, they're playing the race card, obviously, and the goal of the left, they're going after, we know this for a long time, it's been happening for a long time, is the evil white men. And if you're an American citizen, you're an evil white man. But if you're from Canada, you're not an evil white man. There are no such things as evil white men in Canada or other nations. Only in America are there evil white, and all white men in America are evil. That's the picture that they're painting. And naturally, it's going to go to white women after that. Then it's going to go to probably Hispanic women and men. I mean, the hatred knows no boundaries. It starts with one, and it's the Martin Niemöller effect. You know, first they came for the trade unionists. Then they came for the socialist you know, that sort of thing. And that's what they're doing here. And that's what they've done in California with college admissions, and that's what they've done with hiring in California state government. No citizens are hired. They went through the whole process. First, they bumped out the white men. Then they bumped out the white women. Then they bumped out the Hispanics. And you're saying, wait a minute, Hispanics? I thought that would be a good thing because, you know, everybody's invading from Mexico. But you're missing the point. They went on to blacks and everybody. All of a sudden, you realize the one common denominator between these people of these colored skins and ethnicities was they're American citizens. Yeah. If you're a black American citizen, if you're a Hispanic black citizen, if you're an Asian American citizen, if you're a white woman, American citizen male, you go to the end of the line because you are a citizen. That's what happens out here in California. It's for college admissions. It's for everything. See, that this is a process, and this is a United Nations actual plan that we're following to get the indigenous populations. Now, when I say indigenous people, you know, that's a little bit different connotation from your native people that were in the land before the invaders came, right? Before the invaders came. So now we got to push out the invaders. That's the mentality. That is the mentality. So they want to restore the land to where it was 300 or 400 years. And, of course, the other part of that, which, you know, explains the whole abortion thing, is they want to depopulate the planet. That's the gig. Depopulate the planet. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821R.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
All kinds of weird things going on in the world, and that's why we're here to sort it out for you. Sort out the weirdness here on Agenda 21 Radio. Well, you know, the Ocasio-Cortez business. Got to dive into this thing, because is anybody taking this woman serious? Yes, they are. Apparently they are, right? Apparently they are. You just really kind of wonder why you would do that, right? Well, it's because they're hanging on. The left is desperate. Now, you got to understand something, that when the United Nations Agenda 21 came about, this grand plan, this grand scheme, a lot of people still today don't even know it's been affecting their lives. They just know that the quality of their life, especially in places where you have city centers, actually, it's miserable everywhere. It creates equal misery. The misery index is high. If you want to see the end result of what this is going to look like from the socialist standpoint, look at Venezuela, or look at Cuba, or look even at North Korea. This is what it's going to look like here in California. It's already starting to. And, you know, we heard the president just raging about not having, not being a socialist nation, and socialism's not going to work in this nation. And I love the way he put it, actually. It sounds very, very reminiscent of all the grievances that we have been writing and so on. And I really do appreciate that. The key thing to understand, though, with this president is that he means what he says. He absolutely means what he says. So this whole notion about, you know, about socialism being something that's not acceptable, he put everybody on notice. This speech that he gave was nothing more than to tell people socialism is not going to exist in this country. Now, the hiding behind the so-called green mask, remember Rosa Corey wrote the book called The Green Mask. It's a mask that masquerade the evils of United Nations Agenda 21, the plan that was put in place by Nancy Pelosi. And now here she is, Speaker of the House again. Now that from 1992 to 2019, that's how long this has been going on for her. From the Rio Summit, 1992, until today, June 1992, they came up with the Rio Accord, the Rio Summit, for United Nations Agenda 21, the plan for the 21st century. So here it is, 1992, and they're planning, they're telling everybody, they're coming out with this grand plan from the United Nations that's going to control every aspect of your life. Every little tiny aspect of your life is what that is with United Nations Agenda 21. Now, we have been singing this tune now since 2010-11, because we recognize, and I got to tell you, it took us a while to figure it out. We didn't know. We didn't know. Listen, I had a clue. When I interviewed Friedrich Mercurius at the Church of St. Nicholai in August 3rd, 1992, when I interviewed him there, one of the final questions, now you got to remember something, I went over there to study the collapse of communism. I ended up at the Church of St. Nicholai, where they had the Monday Masses, which ultimately helped to assist the collapse of communism, at least in East Germany. That plan that they had, you know, worked with the Monday Masses. Kind of interesting, tea parties usually have their Monday meetings, you know, like the Monday Masses. So, but we have this situation where they've come up with a plan to dominate the world. Now, Hitler had a plan, didn't he? Called it the Third Reich, to dominate the world, completely control the world, everything about it. Well, that didn't work out too well for him because, you know, World War II happened and we put a squash to that. And by the way, what were Nazis? What were Nazis? National Socialists. They were socialists. Donald Trump. I was listening to some people on the radio. It's like we're not getting it. It's like we're, as a country, we're not getting it. And media people are not getting it. And some are not getting it deliberately. In other words, you know, they're part of the problem, and we recognize it that way. Excuse me. It's Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Sorry. Coffee break. There's no sitting around the coffee pot here. We just drink it. So socialism is socialism is socialism. Plain and simple. National Socialist. Nazis. Think in those terms and think about what Donald Trump has been telling us. It will not exist in this country, and it is here. You know, it is here. The clarion call has come. In fact, I can't resist it. I'm going to go back to, this is our grievance number 54. We just read this one. For New California. And we put in there the three resolutions that we had. The resolutions that we sent off to the president. And this is what we put in. This is one of the things here. Let's see if I can get this little line. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear the line that we put in here. This is at the end of the resolutions. Every one of them. This is the now and therefore let it be resolved business. You know, when you go do a resolution, it always starts out, you know, with the concerns or the plaudits or whatever you're trying to sing at the time with a whereas, you know, that sort of thing. And by the way, you can see these resolutions on the website if you go to the stories on either New California or Agenda 21 Radio. So this was the resolution of declaration of the new California State Article 4, Section 4, Republican form of governance. See, our resolution is centered around the three elements of the Article 4, Section 4 that are not being provided for us, one of them being, of course, the Republican form of government. But I've given you the clarion call here. And I think this is what is really notable about this. We go down and list a whole bunch of whereases. As an example, whereas the California state government is in direct violation of the United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, which is the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive against domestic violence. Whereas Article 4, Section 4 Guarantee Clause mandates state and federal governments provide citizens of the United States with a Republican form of government, protection against invasion, protection against domestic violence. Whereas the history, and so we go on with the whereases, right? So at the very end of this resolution, it says this is the whereas business, or the therefore business. It says now, therefore, be it resolved. We as the citizens of New California State, having observed the takeover and corruption of our once proud republic, give a clarion warning to the other states of the Union that the old California Republic has been the experimental laboratory for what the enemies of liberty seek to exploit or export to other states for the destruction of the Republican forms of government they hate. How clear can that be? And, you know, we sent this to the president days before, a week before the State of the Union. And what did he get out there? He gave a clarion call. He responded to this document. I mean, I don't know anybody else who was writing him of a national note of what New California is about. We're a budding state. We're a legitimate budding state. And we come up with this statement, and what does he do? He comes out and gives us the warning. Gives everybody the warning. About what? About the evils of socialism. The same socialism that Adolf Hitler brought the world and killed millions of people. Because that's the way it ends with socialism. So we put out a clarion call, and the president responded. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server.
Those are your words.
In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. All I can say is, wow, if you know what I mean. A lot of things. If you take a look at the discussion about socialism, and we're going to have this obviously, a lot of people just aren't getting the drift. But we get into the Ocasio-Cortez business. And remember what I was saying about the United Nations Agenda 21? It's a complete plan for control of every little tiny aspect of your life. Complete plan, top to bottom. And they want to affect, from the governance standpoint, the local governments to the worldwide government. And they want worldwide governance. Worldwide governance. That's what they want. And they want to control every little thing about you. That's why, you know, in the computer industry, with all the data that's around, they know everything about you and your footprint, what you're doing, and how you're doing it, right? That's what they want. That's what they're looking at. Now, this whole thing, this whole plan of Ocasio-Cortez, it's the same plan as Al Gore. How's that working out for Al Gore? Polar vortex, anybody? In other words, here we have, and we had this with Jerry Brown, actually. We had this with Jerry Brown back in, you know, 1976. He was the eco-friendly governor of California. And that was preceded by the whole green movement that had developed leading up to Earth Day in 1970, which was the 100th anniversary of Carl, was it Lenin? Lenin's birthday, 100 years, 1970. It was the same date. Isn't that interesting? All Earth Days are on Lenin's birthday. I wonder why. Well, because he was a great socialist, right? Now, you can say socialism, communism, and so on, you know, they're one and the same for the most part. There's big differences in the standpoint of how much control is over you, but the social aspects of it, your day-to-day things, socialism always leads to the same thing. And ultimately, the state will control everything that goes on, which is this is the attempt of Agenda 21. See, with they realized that the problem between socialism and communism, and they wanted to strive for communism, is they wanted complete control over all aspects of your life. And to get to communism, it was it's more of a difficult thing for them to get there. So they had to have some planning method, process, to get everybody on board with the socialist aspect to get you into communism, which would you would give up complete control of everything in your life to the government. All right? So this is, and again, one of the things that's very very, very important to understand in this discussion about this is that it is a process to get you there. And it's not a day-to-day, all of a sudden, one day we're a communist. No, that isn't it at all. It's one day we wake up and realize we are communists. We have been taken down this path. It's taken years to get there. You see, you got to interrupt it. You got to destroy it because you got to recognize it. That this is the boiling the frog in the water business. The road to communism, and you've heard this before, is a path that's taken years for them to get to this point in time. And California is the tip of the spear of this communist / socialist Agenda 21 plan, all wrapped up in one totalitarian plan to control every aspect of your life. And it says it right. You just read the document. You see that they're trying to control every little detail of your life. And isn't that happening in many places of the nation today? It's certainly out here in California. California is their preeminent product that they've produced through Agenda 21, Communist Manifesto, Fabian Socialism, all wrapped up into one little nice little bundle out here in California. They've got a monoparty system. They're doing away, actually, even with the Democratic Party now in California. They've destroyed completely the Republican Party. Now they're trying to destroy the Democratic Party. And like I tell people all the time about this destruction of the Democratic Party, I said the same people, same elements, and how they destroyed the California Republican Party are being played now in the Democratic Party. And I said, look, it's just common sense. Don't you guys get it? Dictators don't need party systems. They don't need parties at all. That's where we're headed. That's where we had the last 8 years with Jerry Brown as a dictator. And pretty soon everything changed in 8 years, including getting rid of capitalism, which is, of course, the great oppressor in the minds of socialists. So anything dealing with capitalism has got to go. In Ocasio-Cortez's plan, this is the whole point. She is now the lightning rod that Jerry Brown was back in 1976. He steps out, she steps up. She's been groomed for this position. Adult grooming for this position. You can bank on it. And, of course, she's now carrying the mantle where even Al Gore fell down because everybody found out that he was lying about all these different technologies, about global warming and so on. The whole thing's a fraud. Now, if you want to talk about how they're trying to manage global warming by way of geoengineering, that's a whole different thing. But that's part of it. They think they're doing good. At least they try and couch it that way. But, you know, really, what is geoengineering? It's really a design, I think, to depopulate the planet. Because, oh, hello! They want to depopulate the planet. And they've said it repeatedly. We have 7 billion people now. They want to bring it down to 500 million. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a lot of 6.5 billion people dead. And of course, one way to control population is through abortion, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. Infanticide. You see, all the elements that I'm talking about right now, it's in the news. Everything I've been talking about it's dominating the news, and everybody's gotten into the personalities, and they don't see the plan. That's why you listen to this radio show, so we can kind of explain the plan to you. Now, this is from Grabian News. This is the article about Ocasio-Cortez. Fixing global warming requires massive government intervention. There it is. If it's requiring massive intervention, you're now stepping out into what? You're stepping into communism here. We're now making the leap from socialism into communism, making one foot in, one foot in to communism, one foot still back there in socialism. You see, when they came up with the Communist Manifesto, they understood that socialism is just one big step towards communism, where the government controls everything. Equal distribution of wealth to everybody, and the government is going to be there to ensure that. And everybody says, oh, well, you know, communism's great because guess what? Communism is so great that we don't have even any crime. No, that's because the communists are the criminals. They are the criminals. And you can't, you know, when you have the government being the criminals, they crowd out crime. That's what happens. They round up the usual suspects and take care of them. So Ocasio-Cortez, fixing global warming requires massive government intervention. This is Grabian News today. This is her story, actually, yesterday afternoon. We come back from the break, we'll be talking about this. You know, we cannot, I'm getting kind of excited now. When we break down her little plan, you're going to see it's exactly what I was talking about with Agenda 21. Controlling every single aspect of your life. Anyway, stay with us. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. The places for you to be here is on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Ocasio-Cortez, the woman of the hour, so to speak, a pretty amazing, excitable person, right? Like, she's actually doing so much good for the Republican Party. But, you know, you got to listen to what she's saying, because this is really the truth of what is going on if you're talking about communism and socialism and all this other good stuff, okay? So you got to really pay attention, really, really pay attention hard about what is going on with Ocasio-Cortez and all the other famous people around her. And of course, the clapping that's going on by all the Democrats ought to be of real concern to all of you. I mean it, really, because, you know, the bottom line is that when you have somebody such as Ocasio-Cortez, she is the spear, the tip of the spear, the tip of the sword for all this stuff. When she's out there pontificating, understand what she's saying. You know, everybody looks at her and says, oh, she's a loon. What is she saying? Her behavior is one thing, her lunacy is another, right? And what she's saying is yet another aspect of what is going on. This is the quintessential thing you need to understand what she's doing. Global warming requires massive government intervention. Okay, what does that look like? Well, it's pretty obvious what it looks like, actually. At least it should be to most people. It means that the government is going to take hold of everything, kind of like in California. The government has taken hold of every aspect of everybody's life. If you live out if you live right now out in rural California, they're trying to get you off your land. All you need to do is look at Paradise, California. They burned everybody out. So this is from Arabian News. It says Democrats plan to counteract climate change, which will involve massive government intervention into Americans' lives. One of the chief proponents admitted in an interview Thursday. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said she has no qualms about acknowledging a so-called Green New Deal will mean unprecedented governmental intrusion into the private sector. Appearing on NPR, she was asked if she's prepared to tell Americans outright that her plans involve massive government intervention. Massive government intervention. As you know, Congresswoman, one reason that people are politically conservative or skeptical of efforts to combat climate change is that it sounds to them like it requires massive government intervention, which they just don't like. Steve Inskip asked, are you prepared to put on that label that, yes, actually they're right? What this requires is massive government intervention? This is a question to her. Now, keep in mind, we live in America, and this INSEP guy is asking this question. He says, it does, yeah. I have no problem saying that, Ocasio-Cortez quickly replied. Why? Because we have tried their approach for 40 years. For 40 years, we have tried to let the private sector take care of this, they said. We got this. We got this. The forces of this market are going to force us to innovate. Except, she continued, for the fact that there's a little thing in economics called existentialities, okay? And what that means is that a corporation can dump pollution in the river and they don't have to pay, but taxpayers have to pay. Despite her new Green Deal, including plans to remake every building in the United States, impose Medicare for all, as well as universal basic income, Ocasio-Cortez said her proposals are small compared to the crisis the world faces. Her office posted on an updated outline of her plan today. Even the solutions that we have considered big and bold are now nowhere near the scale of the actual problems that climate change presents to us, she told NPR. Ocasio-Cortez also suggested there are ways to pay for her plans besides taxes, although she did not put any out there. Now, I'm going to stop it here. In the article goes on, it's more of her personality, business, and all that stuff. I might even see if there's a sound clip in here at some point. If there's anything to this, I don't think there is, but there's nothing there. Yeah. Anyway, it's the government intervention that, in other words, takes away all of our rights. This is what Ocasio-Cortez is talking about. Things that take away all of our rights. In order to get where she's talking about, everything that we stand for as a country, including our Constitution, has to go away. Now, under that perspective, you might now recognize why the education system, and again, remember as I was saying earlier, it is a process to get us here. We're in process. It's not an event, it's process. Now, and again, think of boiling frogs. You take and boil water and you throw a frog in the boiling water, it kills the frog. That's an event. If you take and turn up the heat on a pot of water, it doesn't boil right away. You put the frog in, the frog's flipping around in there. Come back 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later, it's not moving so much. And finally, when the water is boiling, it's dead. That's process. Get it? And we are in process. To get us to this point right now, where we have been accepting things beyond tolerance now, we have been accepting things gradually into our lifestyles. Electric cars, anyone? Windmills? Solar panels that don't operate so well, that don't really contribute so much? They do a lot of pollution, they kill a lot of raptors and things like that, but are they sound? And are they economically sound? The answer to that is all no. But we've grown to accept them. It's almost like we've grown to accept caravans. Yeah, it's just, we've been normed now to believe that caravans are normal. 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 a day coming across our border. It's okay. It's all good in the hood, right? It's called process. Boil the water slowly.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Man. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yep, socialism is on the march. Socialism is here to stay, right? No, it's not. It's not here to stay in the United States. The clarion call, if you will, that was issued by President Trump the other night is a fact of life that's going to stay with us forever in this country. We must blot out socialism once and for all. And you, the reason why the president did not mention climate change or global warming is because that's the pathway to complete, utter control of our country through socialism to communism and totalitarianism. That's what this is. And he's stopping it now. Now, where is it the most active, socialism? Where can we see it in a nation state example? California. I know that Chicago is running right up there too, and New York even. You know, we now have these movements. Look at Chicago. By the way, we're going to talk about what happened to Illinois the other day. What's been going on there? Illinois's got issues. Moody's is talking to Illinois. You know, they're downgrading, looks like. Are they about to downgrade Illinois in their credit rating? And I say about to. They haven't done it yet, but they've been giving some warnings, and we're going to talk about that. California's on that fast track. They're going to do the same thing. They're going to get talked to by Moody's, and everybody else is going to downgrade them because they are running out of other people's money. I don't know if they've got trillions of dollars in the Vatican to bail out California. That's another story too, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I want to thank everybody for all the listenership that we're getting. It's just an absolutely fantastic. We're exploding. And really do appreciate all of your listenership. Please visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com for all of the information about New California. And also buy your gear. Gear is for sale. We want you to look like you're looking like a new Californian. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.